Okay. Morning. We are in Tavkuf Memches, Sif Yod. So let's say that if one of the days of Avelus is in Shiva, is on Erev HaRegel, he can wash his clothing. He should not wear it until the night, because if it was the Yom HaShvi, he could wear it in the afternoon. They should wait until after Chatzos. So everyone realizes that they're washing clothing for the Regel, not Stam. It's also HaLayla, but it's also to go ahead and shower, even betzonein, even cold water, until the night, because you're allowed to on Yom Tov, you are allowed to go ahead and to wash your body in cold water. So therefore, we say, okay, since you're allowed, then you can wash your body in cold water after tzeis. However, there are those whatever, who say that mechitzas mutter before mincha. We're talking about cold water, not hot water, still, because it's still toch shiva. However, the Ramah says that the Ashkenaz are knowing iser mechitza kol. Also, it's still also to shower, to wash yourself. The regular is only mevatel shiva, but not shloshim, so you still can't shower. You can't wear clean clothing the whole shloshim. So too, it's the same thing. Right, so unless he's like really dirty or something, or whatever, I don't know, but Akhopanim, and also it says Mashma that, Mishaburadel brings that Lamaisa, we're Mako by Erev Yom Tov to go ahead and let an ovil, even according to the Ramah, even according to the Ashkenaz, to go ahead and to shower.
Rather than do it on Yom Tov.
No, this is according to the Ramah. You can't shower the whole shloshim. You can't shower on Yom Tov either. Nothing. So the minhag is to be mako and there of Yom Tov to go ahead and to take a shower, but in cold. The Shabbos says cold, but not hot.
Right. Instead of doing it on Yom Tov.
No. You don't do it on Yom Tov. According to the Ramah, you don't do it on Yom Tov either. According to the
Machaber,
right. This is according to the Ramah. Says you can't even do. You don't do it at all. Right. So, that even and then there's some who are makel even with hot water. The chavu the regel. Alkopanim that. That achopanim, this we're more a bit more makel. Again, also if you touch upon by Tisha B'av, the Ramah is very machmir by Shabbos Chazon, that we don't wear Shabbos, whatever, all these things. The Gra already said over there, you know, Chabad Shabbos, you have to wear Shabbos. There is any we're more machmir. The other achopanim were machmir on Chabad Shabbos, Chabad Yom Tov. So therefore. And then the Ramah had his shita, as we're more say machmir, mekel, however you want to say it, and therefore there's more lahatir showering before the chag. Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Chashivi Kiragolim Vatel HaAvelos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though they're not simple chagim, you know, whatever, but they're considered regolim and Vatel the Avelos. It's a moed, which is Vatel. Not just simcha. You base nag sha'achas b'nei Pesach. A person is no shiva for a small, short time right before Pesach. Oseh sha'ach shiva k'shiva. Again, that hour is considered like you sat shiva. Shmoni yamei Pesach harei chamisha asar. And the 8 days of Pesach in Chutz Aretz, it's considered, it's 15. Umashim aleim chamisha asar, you mashlim another 15 days after Pesach. Yugimel, sha'ah achas tefnei atzeres chashiva kishiva. So too, if you were knowing, a person was knowing shiva, sha'ah, right before Shavuos, it's also nechshav kishiva, va'atzeres. And this is the chiddush over here. Kivan she'im lo hikviv korbanos atzeres ba'atzeres. If someone didn't bring the korbanos on Shavuos, it's only one day. Yeshu tashlumi kol shiva chashav kishiva. Right, since you can go ahead and you can bring to the korbanos of Shavuos for another week, and that's the reason why. Say tachanim for a week. It's still a bit of a chag. It's still there. So therefore, Shavuos is also nechshav shiva, because you have shiva days to go ahead and to bring the korban. The second day Shavuos is oil to the minyan shisha asar. Even though you're not noheg avelus. Yudalid shah achas ifnei Rosh Hashanah bitla b'menuk zir shiva hei Rosh Hashanah. Now let's say you do it shortly before Rosh Hashanah. You know yeshiva. So again, it's baltikos of Rosh Hashanah zir shloshim evhatu b'menu yom kippurim. Then, see, we don't have to start. You don't have to make cheshbonos. All right, okay, Rosh Hashanah 7, and because yom kippur is going to mevatu Shloshim anyway. So you basically Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Shiva, and you make it to Yom Kippur, no more Shloshim. Megaleach Be'er Yom Kippur. You can even shave or shaver, get a haircut Erev Yom Kippur. Willing the Koyver Meisa B'Shloshim B'Tishrei Shemegaleach Be'er Yom Kippur. Someone who buries Meisa in some Gedalia, he's still even though he buried the mace, I guess after Rosh Hashanah, he can still get a haircut before
Shiva is over, before Yom Kippur.
Right, obviously Shiva is right.
Then he can shave.
Right, because one second. So Al Kapanim. Yeah, no, I was just trying to figure out why Megaleach. Oh, you want to say he? Oh, but he was
Kol.
Maybe I made a wrong thing, because he was Kol Vermeso on right, because it's Chal Yom Hashvi on Erev Yom Kippur, so it's Oyel Lakan and Lakan, so it was Oyel enough for Shloshim for the Mevatel. Sha'achas Ifnei Achag. V'hachag hurei abasar. You have one right before Sukkot, and Sukkot at abasar. Shmini Atzeres Shiva. Shmini Atzeres is its own chag. It's nechshav Shiva yomim. Hurei esvim ve'echad yom. V'yom sheni shmini Atzeres hurei esvim v'shnayim. U'mashim aleim shemona. Then you just need to finish up until yes, Rav Rosh Chodesh, and that would finish a person's avelus. And even though Shmini Atzeres, yeah, it's not like Shavuos, it's just Tashlumi, but Al-Kapanim, since it's Nechshav, its own Moed, so therefore the Chachamim said, okay, fine, it's Nechshav Shiva to Bimbayit in Shloshim. Shama Shmur V'Choyke V'Shabbos, Oberegel, you heard bad news. Remember Shmur V'Choyke and Shmur Krova. Shmur Krova is within 30 days. You heard about someone was Nifta, you have to be Misabel on him. Shmur Rechoka is before 30 days. Right, so if Shama Shmur Rechoka b'Shabbos of a regel, ain't a noig behem a field dvarim shibit sinna. You don't knowing anything, even dvarim shibit sinna, like Talmud Torah, Menias Tashmish, Elul Motzei Shabbos. You have to start Motzei Shabbos. Oh, a regel noig sha'achas v'dayo, because by Shmur Rechoyka, person does out of shiva, he just has to go ahead and like sit on the floor, take his shoes off, something like that, and that's enough to be yotzei the din shiva. the sitting shiva that you can just do. It just does it on the Shabbos. He doesn't do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Shama Shmur Kroiva b'Shabbos. If you're Shmur Kroiva, which is Chatzit Shiva, Shabbos Ola Yom Echad. Shabbos is Ola for one day of Shiva. Ulamacha Korea, and on Sunday Yom Rishon, he tears Kriya. Havilei Yom Shishi Shvi LaAvelus. So he would get up on Erev Shabbos because you count Shabbos as the first day. Lamachar, as Shmuel points out, is we're talking Moshe Shabbos right after Avdalah. Not talking enough doesn't mean the morning. Just you say right after Avdalah. Achopanim. That when it comes to Kaddish, though, the Prima Gadim, Mishra Berurah brings the Prima Gadim, points out when it comes to Kedima and Kaddish, that doesn't get bottle. This is an important thing in the trial that comes up a lot, that the person, you know, does he have it in Kedima or Shloshim or Shiva? Even if the Shiva is bottle from, you can do it, but, you know, if it's bottle, you only want to get to Shloshim, that person still has the Kedima of Shloshim for the full 30 days from Kvura. Because the dinner, because the issue, the thing about Kaddish and the Shloshim Klape, there's two things. There's Niyugavelus, and that's one din. But then the Shloshim that of Kaddish and things and whatever is because the Shloshim Yom, it's to do with the Neshama and different things going on with the Neshama during Shloshim. And that, so therefore, a person has more Kedima for Kaddish during Shloshim than that state. So that doesn't change. Im asara yomim achar hachag shama shemeisel meis be'erev hachag. If ten days after Sukkot, he hears that his karov was nifter an erev hachag. Aval b'she'im nimna sha'achas lifnei hachag shiva. Even though if he was knowing avelus sha'achas Before Sukkot, v'shiva simei achag yom shmini atzeres esim ve'echad v'asar yomim achayim hei shloshim ve'echad. Even though you machshiv for 21 days, ein l'zeh din shmua v'chokah. It does not change the din into shmua v'chokah. El din shmua krova. It's still din shmua krova. She'ein haregel oile l'mish lo nagavelos kolim l'klal. This whole cheshbon. And we said this numerous times, the whole cheshbon of 7 and 7 and whatever, that's only if he was knowing avelus before. So then it's revivably avelus, and the chachamim were cut down also the days of the amount of it's also revivably chelik of shloshim. But if a person was not knowing any avelus, we can't say me'ol it's a kula, and let's make it a shmur rechoka, whatever, that we don't say. That the person's not knowing avelus b'chla without makel for him. But kol shekain, someone who didn't even know that someone was nifter, so then why should it's not an objective thing that avelus is like floating around it's not that this person's avelus. So therefore there has to be therefore if he didn't know about it, kol shekain it doesn't b'mayit shmur kreiv and shmur rechoika. And Kachsim, Nachum Masayimim, Hilas Ramoid, Bila, the Chuchim finishes the Simin, saying, Bila, Mavon, Sonetzach, that Be'ez Hashem should have a full bittle of Avelos and everything. Hilchos Tishabav, I guess the tour was Besader Hilchos Tishabav right after Hilchos Chalamoid, Avelos, and whatever. So Chayavil Hisano, these are the Chiyuvim Hisano, the Arba Tzoymus. Right? Chayavim Hisano is Tisha B'av, Shavasa B'tamos, Gimel B'tishrei, Rasara B'teves. Right? They have four Tzoymus, which it says the Pasuk in Zechariah, Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Asiri. So the Chazal explain that Tzomer Revi is that's Shivasa B'Tamuz. Gimel B'Tishrei is Tzomer Shvi'i. Tzomer Revi, right. Tzomer Chamishi is Tisha B'Av. But here is Hamona, that's Tisha B'Av. So some Revi is some Gedalia, which is in Tishrei. The pasuk says the pasuk says some Revi, some Chamishi, some Shvi, some Asiri. Right, some Ashvi. That's what I said.
Some Shvi
is some Gedalia, right? And some Asiri is Asara be Teves. And again, you know, they all point out the point of the Taniyos is not just to go ahead, Kiru Levavchem Valvigdechem, and not just to go ahead and to fast, but it's also a person has to be misor himself for some sort of tshuva. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't mekayim anything. So therefore, a person has to. It's also the tainus is misal for misalva, but the dini avilus and the dini tainus doesn't necessarily go biyachad. Makupan is the dini tainus because of the tzara on those days. Mipnei dvarim haroyim she'iru behem, because of the bad stuff that happened on those days. Again, on the. Of Tisha B'Av, that both Batei Mikdash were destroyed. Yizayin B'Tammuz, they broke through the. There were five reasons. there were five reasons why, because of a Hufka year. It was first the Shvius Aluchos, Butul Atomid, who and Hufka year by Sheni. We'll see in a second that the walls were broken into. Apustamus burnt the Torah, and the machlok is who Apustamus was, whether he was a Roman general before the Churban or Yavani, it's a bit unclear. Anatel and Behechal is also a bit of a machlokis. Some say Apustamus also, and some say it's referring to Menashe. Right, on Tisha B'Av, again, the Mishnah mentions five things. The Meraglim, Churban Bais, Rishon Sheni, Beitar, that Beitar was you know, at the time Bar Kokhba, that was his base of operations or whatever, and there was a big siege, and basically they killed everyone except like Shimon Gamliel, you know, they said that the blood flowed down from Beitar down I guess around Beit Shemesh, you know, there was a Nachlim around here, I guess it flowed through the Nachlim around Beit Shemesh down to the sea, and Al Kapanim, and then Titus Rufus, you could say he was nemesis, sort of. I mean, he was Meisim Shin Titus Rufus, he was the governor at the time of Rabbi Akiva. So I think he's willing to put him to death, I'm not sure. So he went ahead and plowed down, plowed down the Harabais. on Gimel B'Tishrei, is when Gilad ben Achikam was killed. This is Gilad ben Achikam again. He was the governor after Mechudetz left to be the governor in Eretz Yisrael, and Yishmael ben Asanya came and killed him to whatever reason. I don't know, because he didn't want to be the governor, whatever. He wanted the council of Bukhama with Mechudetz or something like that. And Chazal said he was actually killed on Rosh Hashanah, but it was they were in Deiche to. So Gimel Tishrei, and there are some places we bring in Afkamina, as the Shaila, do we consider some Gedalia to be an Idche? Different. Can be more Mekel, just like Tisha B'Av Shenidche, whatever. Can we be more Mekel than other fasts? It's a Machlokes. And again, the Asara B'Teves is when the first the Mechonetzer came and besieged Yerushalayim. That was the first time that something happened to Yerushalayim. And they say that on Asara B'Teves, that's when the din about whether we have a gula is on Asara B'Teves, Al-Khupanim. So that's why we fast. Beis Afalpi Dichsiv Bekra B'Chodesh Haravi B'Sisha L'Chodesh Hufka Yir. The pasuk in Yecheskel says that. That was on Tisha L'Chodesh, but by Rishon, it was on the Tisha L'Chodesh that the Nebuchadnezzar's armies broke into Yerushalayim. Amos Anim B'Tisha Bo El B'Yudzayim Bo. We don't fast on Tisha Bo, we fast on Yudzayim. Nisha'af Al Pisha B'Yushalayim Hufka B'Tisha Bo. Even though in the first base of Mikdash he was on Tess. Even Shabishana Shabishni Havkab Yudzayim Bo, since it was broken into on Yudzayim, Tiktun Lisa'anus Yudzayim Bo, Mishun Dechumen by Sheni Chomerlan, because it's closer to our hearts, it's much more Chomer. So therefore, we say to go ahead and to fast on Yudzayim. Now, there's actually, this is one day. Tosis says another day, and Tosis says that really it was the same day. Just because of Bilbul Hashav, because of all the Bilbul, the messengers came to Yecheskel and Bavel, and they said they thought it was Tess, but it really was Yudzayim. But it really was Yudzayim. Tosis says there was all the, because of the Muhammad and everything like that, they lost track of the days completely, and it really happened on Yudzayim, therefore it was the same day. Question, which is interesting, is even it says that five things happened on Yudzayim, and the Shrosa B'Tamos. So why isn't that factored in over here? Why is it only because, as you say, well, the reason why on Shavuot B'Tamos was four other things happened, the eagle, whatever. You see that those were just nitosif on the Iker reason we fast is because of Churban HaBayis, That's the main reason. The other things were Mechamer and Mechamer Inyan, they're added on, but the real Gzeir still was only on the Churban HaBayis. Okay, so we'll start. I think we'll stop here at Tafkuf Nun. So, good job.